Yeah, so whether you're on a deluded mission to convert natives to your cult of Judah dogma and make people as twisted and monstrous as yourself, or whether your mission is to score, yeah, to get high on whatever drug of choice, or whether your mission is to get laid, or whether your mission is to get promoted at work or get a better job or a bigger car, when you have that purpose, that is the best time of your life. People who are very successful always talk about this, that they were happiest when they were struggling, what they call struggling, when they were on their way, when they felt they were on their way to achieving their ends. Actually achieving the victory, achieving their success, turns out to be hollow. Yeah. But when they had the purposeful action driving them, it's when they were most, I mean, that's what people saw in me when I was walking around Tulum, and people, random people, strangers saying hello to me. They saw purposeful action. And the opposite, when Hitler said, Niemals verzweifeln, don't despair, that's what he was really talking about. When you lose purposeful action, when it appears that all the objectives which you value are unattainable, that's when you despair. Or when you have no objectives, because all the objectives appear meaningless and empty and of no value. Remember, this is video 7. I had to delete some videos to make room. And I hope it saved the last video that it cut short. But purposeful action. If you have no way to attain your objectives, then you despair. Also, if you have no objectives, it's the same as being despairing. People who have every resource but no objectives are not happy. They're miserable. People who have the objectives but no resources are miserable. And they're also often angry, yeah? Because they have so much they could do if they had the resources. And then the people who have achieved the objectives and found them empty and hollow, also despairing, because they've no purposeful action anymore. They've achieved everything they thought would make them happy and it didn't. So purposeful action. I've got to see if I can get into a situation where I can start writing and write this book, Purposeful Action. Because it would explain so much to so many people. And it is the recipe for what people call satisfaction or happiness. Because happiness is a momentary experience of pleasure. Happiness in a momentary experience of pleasure is going to be empty. It's going to leave you empty afterwards. But purposeful action in constantly striving towards some objective, that's where happiness is and contentment is. And that's what the dialectic is all about. It's an open-ended game. Yeah? There's no end to it. So you never run out of objectives. I've got to stop the phones playing games. But I think this was number 7.